Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Doing just 5 minutes extra exercise each day could help to lower your blood pressure. So maybe if you go for a 20-minute walk, could 25 minutes make all the difference? John Belton is the owner of Number 17 PT Personal Training in Dublin. John is with us here today. Just 5 minutes more, John?
Well, 5 minutes more based on what, I think, is the first question. 5 minutes... If you're doing nothing and you're doing 5 minutes, I think that's fantastic. If you're going from 20 minutes to 25, that could be fantastic. But the question, like any of these punchlines that come out, they catch us, and there are too many variables for it to be a general response, because we have to bring in what intensity is in exercise. We have to bring in what you're currently doing and underlying health issues. Now, I believe the question was connected to blood pressure and how 5 minutes of extra work can help that. And definitely, if we're talking about the norm, which is our 10,000 steps per day, by bringing in an extra 5 minutes of focused exercise into your day, I think it could have a profound health benefit across the board.
Training and exercise in the gym and movement will mean different things, obviously, to different people. But, you know, even at a basic level, what amount of movement do we need a day?
I recommend a minimum of 20 minutes per day of movement. I think that, you know, being active and walking your 10,000 steps is super, and that's what everyone should be striving to do. But on top of that, I would love to see 20 minutes of exercise. Now, I would push for 20 with the hope of someone doing 10. Mm. And look, I come from I'm 20 plus years in the industry where we were doing 60 minute workouts with everybody, but I'm seeing now that doesn't work for time strapped individuals. I actually have some clients who I start off on 15 minute workouts per day. And
15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes. I don't train them. I'll give them the program. I'll go through it. I'll teach them what to do and check in weekly. And they have 15 minutes, because you can do anything for 15 minutes. And what's more important, it's not about, oh, I did an hour in the gym. I did an hour in the gym 3 days in a week. What's more important is doing 15 minutes a day for 3 weeks. That is absolutely transformational. And if you can learn how to train efficiently in 15 minutes, it's massive. Is it perfect? No, but it's a lot better than what most people
I know
do.
Because a lot of us probably get, you know, you kind of fall into the trap of maybe, oh, I've got to make myself go to the gym or this gym class, you know, 3 times a week or whatever, or get out for a run or a walk or do something. But like, I would know myself, the enthusiasm and the interest that I put into that, you know, on a Monday or Tuesday versus a Friday or a Saturday is totally different. Like,
yeah, of course. And that's very normal. And to be honest, even people who train a lot and who athletes will still find that they struggle with that. And I think it's important to recognize we all have that moment where, like, I'd rather stay in bed here, or I'd rather whatever. The difference is once you start exercising that actual mental muscle of partaking in a bit of movement. And I think that's a big thing about that 5 minute piece. If you do the 5 minutes, I guarantee you in a few weeks you'll be doing 10 minutes. I guarantee you. If anyone did that for 2 weeks, they'll go, do you know what? I'll do a little bit more.
So even just 15 minutes a day, using that 15 minutes efficiently and actually getting something out of it, you're better to do that and do that 15 minutes every day than your 45 minute session 3 times a week.
100%. I think if you can exercise like that, and even seven days per week, bringing in one or two of those days that are just about mobility and even focused breath work, you will see a profound difference. I have no question about it. Your energy will change, your mood will change, your sleep will change. But when we do a daily habit, we're more inclined to stick to it than when we do a every second day or every third day habit. So if it's just like brushing your teeth in the morning, which is what I say to most of my clients, it's just like brushing your teeth. Exercise shouldn't become this all-encompassing thing that takes over. I do 30-minute workouts with most of my clients on Zoom. It's done. It's just like brushing your teeth in the morning. They don't even think about it. And that's the way it should be. And then over time, then you've done 3 months of training.
It does. It sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Like, the 15 minutes is probably something we could all carve out, you know, whereas it's the getting up and getting out and going to the gym and back into town or wherever it is your gym class is, or on the way home, that takes up 45 minutes or 55 minutes is a different story.
Of course. And I think that's what we got from all that COVID lockdown training. What I've seen is a lot of my female clients who traditionally came to the gym and trained there now stick with online because of the convenience of, you know, hopping out of bed in your in your training gear in your front room, do your workout. You've got all your clothes there. You don't need to worry about what, you know, to bring to the gym to get changed. You don't need to worry about your shampoos or any of that stuff. Convenience is really important here. And that's why I would sacrifice, okay, in the perfect world, you'd have a barbell, a rower and all these things at home. But I would sacrifice having the great equipment for the convenience and the consistency that you'll get from a couple of dumbbells and a kettlebell at home.
The research we're talking about that can help to lower blood pressure, is that a particular type of exercise, John, that does that?
Yeah, well, if it comes to lowering blood pressure, I would say you need an aerobic base. That's a really, really important piece to it. But if someone was to say to me, how can I add 5 minutes into my day without doing a sweaty workout, I would have you sitting in your desk doing like a body reconnection exercise, as kind of a yoga sound to it, where you're literally rolling from your ankles, knees, hips, right through your torso, but bringing your breath into it. Because when we bring our breath in, this helps with blood pressure, it helps with resting heart rate, it helps calm our general stress level down. And it's probably the most impactful thing that you could do.
Can you show me what you mean by that now?
Of course. Well, like very
here
simply,
at the desk in studio.
Yeah, here we go. I mean, if you want to simply connect into your body, you might feel a bit strange sitting doing this at the desk, or you might not. You might find other people do it anyway. And it's just literally stop for a moment, turn off your screen, feet are planted on the ground. Take a moment, first of all, to focus on your breath. And this is the first thing I do with every client is, let me see you take a few breaths. And it's something that we do over 20,000 times a day. When I ask someone to do it, they kind of, they adjust. So to breathe, we want to try and breathe here now into our navel. So you can put a hand on your chest and a hand on your belly now if you're struggling, and you can take a big breath in. And what I want to see is the belly fill up, but not the chest fill up. So just try to fill the belly up with air and take 5 breaths like that. So it's in slowly.
Oh, yeah. So your chest isn't actually rising. It's just in through. Yeah,
so that's...
When so what I'm doing looks totally different to you.
That's a stressed state of breathing. So straight away, we're doing that 20,000 times per day in a stressed state. So we're bringing up our cortisol and our stress level. So we ground ourselves, a hand on the belly, breathe into our diaphragm and belly, calming down our vagus nerve, which is the big nerve that goes from our brain to everything in our body. And we relax our system down. Once we've got connected into the breath for 5 breaths in and out, and you feel like you've got that, now we start just going down to each ankle. You're going to go with the left foot off the floor and you're going to roll it 5 times to the right. Big circles, 2, 3, 4, and 5 times to the left, 2, 3. Same onto the right side for 5 either side. We won't bring everyone through the full workout here, but all the time connecting into the breath. If you want something very transformative from a stress point of view, a blood pressure point of view, and even overall well-being point of view, that's probably where I'd send you.
Clive has got in contact. He says, the best results that I've had, very simply, it's a 20-minute weight session 3 times a week in the gym. It's been the best ever.
Yeah, there you go, I agree.
Another listener says, I'm never in the mood for walking when the dog looks at me, but once I'm out, I always enjoy it. Comes in from Tommy as well. Yeah, it's just the motivation, isn't it? Yeah. To get up and get out. John, listen, thanks a million for joining us. And we might have to get you back to do some more of the exercise sessions for listeners. We can put them up on our social media too. John Belton, owner of Number 17 PT in Dublin. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have 2 very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.